From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Cubans are mourning the death of 90-year-old Fidel Castro, the communist country's revolutionary leader who ruled for half a century. The cause of death, which occurred Friday, remains unknown. The head of the dissident Ladies in White, Berta Soler, said Sunday nothing will change. Cuba remains a dictatorship. Mr. Castro had been in poor health since he nearly died of an intestinal ailment in 2006. He ceded power to his 85-year-old brother Raul. Cuban expert Jaime Suchlicki of the University of Miami says he does not see an early end to communist rule.
Raul is now planning another succession to his military colleagues. He's grooming his son Alejandro Castro as part of a succession team.
The incoming White House chief of staff for President-elect Donald Trump, Reince Priebus, said on U.S. television Sunday that improving relations must be a two-way street.
President-elect Trump is going to be looking for some movement in the right direction in order to have any sort of deal with Cuba. I mean, it can't just be nothing, and then you get total and complete cooperation from the United States. There has to be something, and what that something is, Chris, is yet to be determined, but I can assure you that he's going to require some movement or some schedule of movement in order to then schedule some kind of relationship with Cuba.
Cubans Monday begin a long farewell to their former leader in Havana's Revolution Plaza. Fierce fighting between Ugandan security forces and a separatist militia believed to be loyal to a tribal king in the country's west left at least 55 people, including 14 security force personnel, dead. Saturday's clashes took place in the town of Kasese when the militia attacked patrolling security forces. This is VOA News. Russian-backed Syrian allied forces pushed deeper Sunday into rebel-held eastern Aleppo. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, along with state television, said Monday that government forces seized the district of al-Sakur, driving rebels from about a third of the opposition-held sector in recent days. Northeastern University analyst Yasser Munif said thousands of residents have fled.
So they are mostly going to the Kurdish neighborhood in western Aleppo. Some of them are going to the regime-controlled areas, and they're basically fleeing the bombs from eastern Aleppo.
Analysts have warned the fall of al-Sakur would effectively divide the east from north to south and, in theory, hasten the collapse of rebels. Munif was asked what the government strategy is.
The opposition was able to really build interesting institution and a form of participatory democracy since then, but the regime has been bombing the city nonstop since that period. And the more recent strategy has been not necessarily to take the city, but rather to destroy the infrastructure and radicalize the population.
He said such a strategy is not always about conquering territory, but pushing the rebels and population into the arms of radical groups like al-Qaeda. Swiss voters Sunday rejected an effort to hasten the process of phasing out the country's nuclear power plants, a result suggesting the Swiss preferred energy independence. Swiss Energy Minister Doris Lutard said she's relieved by the outcome, giving authorities time, she said, to rebuild an energy strategy. Nearly 55% of voters turned down the initiative. No new nuclear power stations have been built in Switzerland since 1984. Israel said it's ordering another 17 of the advanced U.S.-made F-35 stealth joint strike fighters, bringing to 50 the number expected to be in its inventory over the next few years. The estimated $400 billion is expected to give the Jewish state a qualitative edge over its regional adversaries. Philippines police Monday detonated an improvised explosive device, or IED, near the U.S. Embassy in Manila. There were no casualties. Police found a cell phone, a 9-volt battery, and 81-millimeter mortar discovered by a street sweeper. No suspect or claim of responsibility. Chinese authorities have detained 9 people involved in a power plant construction project that collapsed last week, killing 74 people. The accident occurred in eastern Jiangxi province during work on a cooling tower for a coal-fired power plant. Oil prices fell in Asia trading Monday to about $46 a barrel as talks among the world's oil producers get underway this week in Vienna. Members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, are to meet to discuss production cuts to bring the price of oil up. But Saudi Arabia, one of the world's biggest producers, is not attending, preferring to let market forces work. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.